A young guitarist in New Jersey has earned the right to sing the blues. Ryan Nelson, known as Gooch, was 19 when a car accident left him a quadriplegic, wheelchair-bound, and unable to use his hands. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that he's just released his third album.
When he was 12 years old, Gooch started gearing up for a career in music. Before the accident in 2004 that paralyzed him, he was playing a folk rock style of guitar.
Like Dave Matthews or like John Mayer, you know, like just kind of more standing up and things like that. But this was a whole new challenge and a whole new, like, it's a whole new thing, you know. I had to completely forget everything I knew about guitar and relearn it this way. I'm paralyzed in all four limbs. So the bottoms of my arms, my fingers, my stomach muscles, and everything like below my chest doesn't work. I don't have control over it. I take a bottleneck slide, put it on my thumb, a thumb pick, put it on my thumb, and slide it up and down and play the strings like that.
With this slide guitar sound, Ryan Nelson's songwriting slid into blues music. Here, the 30-year-old plays at McGee Rehabilitation Hospital.
Attention, everybody. My name is Gooch. I'm a former patient here.
Nelson recovered here after his accident 12 years ago, learning to navigate life with new restrictions. He's back now to play for other patients.
God don't make me go back to Jackson. Sky turn black every time I do. Heaven don't like the way I'm living. Make me go back to Jackson. Sky turn black every time I do.
In 2008, Nelson was living independently from a wheelchair, and he formed a band with a childhood friend. They called it 61 North. They released two records and shared a stage with the Allman Brothers and the Zac Brown Band. But then Nelson was diagnosed with cancer.
5 or 6 years after my accident, I got really, really sick, really skinny. Started to bruise all over my body and just didn't know what was wrong. Felt terrible. Finally found out that I had CML leukemia.
Right now, Nelson's leukemia is in remission, but his daily chemotherapy drugs cause fatigue. Nevertheless, he found the energy to form a new band called Gooch and the Motion. A few weeks ago, it released its first record, produced by Joe Niccolo of the Butcher Brothers.
Like, he took Nancy Sinatra's These Boots Are Made for Walking, took that bass line, and then we were able to play on top of that, use some Tom Waits lyrics.
Diamonds on my windshield, and tears from heaven.
Just has a really unique sound that has a little bit more produced kind of a hip-hop sound involved with like the kind of rootsy sound that we do.
I'm pulling into town on the interstate. I got me a steel train in the rain, and the wind bites my cheek through the wing, and these late nights and freeway flying, it always makes me sing. Yeah, it always makes me sing.
Just before Gooch and the Motion released this record, tragedy struck yet again. Nelson's father was also diagnosed with cancer, lung cancer, and he died in January.
I would go and play music for him in his hospital bed when he was on hospice, and I saw what it did for him, just for us to go in there and play for him and put a little smile on his face when he could barely speak.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
This is why Nelson is playing at McGee Rehab, not just because he's a former patient. He started a nonprofit to bring music into hospitals, prisons, and other institutional settings. It's called Music in Motion. Nelson wants to use music to help people ride out the downtime. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.